The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
After a four-month long and £460,000 investigation, the London Metropolitan Police has given 126 fines to 83 people who breached UK lockdown restrictions in what has been labelled Partygate. However, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has only received one fine, despite attending several of the lockdown breaching dues. The long-awaited Sue Gray report into the lockdown breaches is expected to be published, therefore, next week. For more on this and on other UK matters, we're joined from London by freelance correspondent Vincent McAvinney. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about Partygate first of all. One fine for the Prime Minister, even though ample evidence that he was at loads of the beanos. So what's the fallout?
Yeah, there was a lot of surprise yesterday when the Metropolitan Police announced that there would be no more fines for the Prime Minister and indeed his wife, Carrie Johnson, given the fact that they were at a number of the events being investigated, around a dozen events, and particularly an event in the number 10 flat, the so-called ABBA party, on the night that Dominic Cummings left Downing Street after a bit of a protracted battle with the Prime Minister's wife behind the scenes. So there is huge surprise, and it seems this morning growing anger among staff in Downing Street, because the fines seem to have disproportionately fallen on junior members of staff, particularly women, and they are being told in letters that have started going out this morning that they're likely to be named in Sue Gray's report, which will come out in the next few days.
So is the Met now being regarded as having acted politically?
Well, the Met's reputation has taken a complete nosedive in the past few years. If you think about the Wayne Cousins murder of Sarah Everard, if you think about Cressida Dick's handling of events, and particularly before she was relieved of her post by Sadiq Khan, the London mayor, Cressida Dick stepping in and blocking the publication of Sue Gray's report some months ago in order to do her own investigation. That was seen as a bit of a political move then. And so this coming now, and also delaying it for the local elections on no sort of clear basis, or simply saying that they thought it would be interfering, there is a real reputational damage coming from this whole saga for the Met Police. And I think once the Sue Gray report comes out, and if it makes clear that the Prime Minister was at more of these events, which other people were being fined for, but the Met aren't fining him, there will be serious questions once again for the Met.
Anyway, Cressida Dick's actions didn't help her. She had to fall on her sword. So is the Prime Minister, with one bound, our hero is free kind of thing?
Well, his supporters will be hoping that, but I think you're going to see a couple of difficult things coming out for him in the coming months. You're going to see the Sue Gray report next week, which obviously will then spark more questions on this. You also have this saga of Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, having the sort of curry gate. So this is over a campaigning event that he did in Durham City, where it is potentially now being investigated by Durham police that he might have broken the rules. But he has made his position very clear. If they do hand him a fixed penalty notice, as the Prime Minister has been given, then he will resign. So if he's made the calculation, he's a former director of public prosecutions, he will have made the calculation that he doesn't think he's going to be given one, and he will be able to turn around and take the high ground and say, well, I offered to resign if this happened to me. The Prime Minister broke the law and he didn't resign. Therefore, I'm the more trustworthy leader. And then at some point next year, we're expecting either an election by the latest general election, 2024, but some rumours the Prime Minister could pull it forward to 2023. And next year is when they're looking at having a public inquiry into COVID and the response of the government. It may well be that the Prime Minister wants to pull the election forward so that they can stall that inquiry and not have it in the run-up to a general election where all kinds of questions, not just on the Partygate saga, but also the Prime Minister's handling of the pandemic years, aren't at the forefront of voters' minds.
Now, you don't actually have to be pressurised to do something that seems like it's been pressurised. You know, people pressurise themselves sometimes to behave in certain ways. Perhaps Cressida Dick felt that she had to do certain things, even though there was no direct political pressure upon her. Who knows? What about Sue Gray? Is she likely to withstand either self-pressure or external political pressure in the publication of her report?
Well, the fact is that the report is already written. It was written weeks ago, so recent events shouldn't have added any pressure onto that. What she did publish at the time was, I think it was a 2 or 3 page, a very brief synopsis of what she had been doing, but not the full details. So I think that report is pretty much locked in. So it's just a case of when it is going to drop now.
In terms of Northern Ireland politics and the protocol, is there much chatter outside, you know, the realms of the Foreign Office and Number 10 about the protocol?
Well, it's a very busy time in British politics at the moment with the Ukraine situation and other things. But there are a lot of things that are, you know, people accuse this current government of using a number of issues, which they sort of reheat every now and again to try and distract people. Things like the sale of Channel 4, culture wars when it comes to working from home, and provision for trans people as well. Now, there was somewhat of an accusation earlier in the week that the Prime Minister was travelling to Northern Ireland to distract from huge domestic problems here at home, particularly the cost of living crisis. But it isn't something, you know, as ever with Northern Ireland, if you talk to an average person here in England, they don't have a real grasp of the situation in Northern Ireland. They don't understand the power sharing. They don't understand just how significant the election results were and the change that it's brought. I think many people here, though, would be pretty outraged if we suddenly ended up in doing the nuclear option, which is, if you currently think of the government strategy, you've got bad cop with Liz Truss, good cop with Boris Johnson on their dealings with the EU. I think many people, if we suddenly found that the government had accidentally stumbled into that worst-case scenario where we end up in a trade war with the European Union because they are unwilling to be flexible about changing the protocol, they will be questioning why it is that the government has been pulled that way by the DUP, and it's affecting the rest of the United Kingdom.
Now, in court, of course, there was only one story in town, and that was the so-called Agatha Christie trial. What did we learn from all of that, Vincent?
Well, this trial has really captured the nation over the past 2 weeks, and indeed the last few years. It has been bubbling away in courts, and it really is remarkable that Rebecca Vardy decided to bring this trial all the way. I mean, her reputation has really been shredded. She has, you know, messages have come out. The ones that she didn't manage, it seems, to delete or to lose, her WhatsApps are pretty incriminating. There seems to be a pattern that she did leak information to the tabloid newspapers in order to gain favor, to boost her own profile. Colleen Rooney seems to have been someone who very much was at the end of her tether, had had enough, and went about trying to track down who was doing it. And you really have to wonder, Rebecca Vardy, if she's wondering, you know, why 2 weeks ago she thought this was going to improve her reputation, and now she might well be wondering if she can ever regain it. Because even if she does manage to win this case, which isn't clear, she seems to have been really hard done in this court case, because she's come across at times, as Colleen Rooney's barrister has said, as being an unreliable witness, as being someone who has either sort of deliberately tampered or destroyed evidence, and someone who has been pretty calculated in the actions that they had with regards to the tabloid newspapers and trying to sell out people that she was seemingly trying to be friends with.
And finally, a nostalgic sound. Well, that was the theme song from the original Top Gun, Take My Breath Away. There's a brand new song from Lady Gaga to accompany the new Top Gun Maverick movie. And Vincent, one picture dominated, when I looked at the newspaper reviews last night, one picture dominated all the front pages.
Yeah, that's right. There was the royal premiere of the film in London's Leicester Square last night. Prince William is the president of BAFTA. He is quite involved. He normally has one or two royal premieres a year, and it was chosen to be Top Gun for this year. And there were armed forces personnel there. And of course, he and his wife, Kate Middleton, were on the red carpet meeting with Tom Cruise. There was a fighter jet placed in Leicester Square. So it really was the return to a big Hollywood premiere in London.
And the picture on the front page is of gentleman Tom Cruise helping the Duchess of Cambridge when she had to mount some stairs in a very kind of vintage, retro, stylish gown.
Yeah, that's right. It didn't look like it was that good for trying to get up a pair of stairs, and he lent a hand, something that is quite remarkable to do to a member of the royal family. You definitely couldn't do that with the Queen, but Kate Middleton looking like she was pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Prince William, it appears, was walking behind with his hands in his pockets. So there you are. Vincent, thank you very much for joining us. Vincent McAvinney, freelance correspondent based in London.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.